MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight, we take a look at Atlanta, where shit's getting crazy. I'm talking Waffle House crazy.
Atlanta's busy downtown descended into chaos over the weekend. Hundreds of protesters marched in the streets in the wake of the death of a 26-year-old environmental activist. The activist was killed on Wednesday as officers cleared protesters from the site of a planned police training center.
Police training center? But these guys are trained, right? This isn't an armed militia of interns. Back before things got this bad, I went to Atlanta and met with local activist Jasmine Burnett.
The Atlanta Police Foundation is building a massive urban warfare training facility with bomb testings, tear gas explosions, a shooting range.
Didn't people march to defund the police? It looked like
yes,
they refunded the
they
police.
They did.
Activists have dubbed this development Cop City, an 85-acre, $90 million complex including a shooting range, burn buildings, and a mock city that includes apartments, a school, even a bar. So this is basically like Six Flags for the police.
Yes. It's a playground.
You can't call it a playground.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, you're right. This is literally a playground.
But I had a dream about how they could make this project more appealing to activists.
We name it after Martin Luther King.
Doesn't matter.
Tyler Perry presents the training facility.
The name doesn't change the impact.
I can tell you don't watch no Tyler Perry.
Not only is Cop City increasing police militarization, it's also threatening the environment. For more, I spoke with Jackie Eccles, an activist who unfortunately didn't want to meet at a soul food place.
Hey, why can't we just talk on the dirt?
Stop. Paddle that way.
You know how many interviews occur on dry land?
Jackie took me out in the South River, part of a designated 3,500-acre preserve, which also includes the land where they want to build Cop City. So why was a public park suddenly getting turned into Copchella?
Honestly, I don't think it would happen anywhere else.
Why is that?
The history of this watershed, the color of this watershed, makes it possible here.
What color is that?
That color is black. The folks that are affected are black and powerless. And that's the definition of environmental racism.
And that's what the trees call you, the N-word, right?
As I kept pretending I knew how to kayak, Jackie explained how the black neighborhoods around Cop City already flood every time it rains. And this development will only make that worse.
Southeast Atlanta's had flooding problems forever. You pave 85 acres, you're gonna get a whole lot more flooding.
But you know what they say, pave paradise and build a $10 million parking lot.
Activists like Jackie and Jasmine have been campaigning against Cop City using legal avenues, but others have been like, screw it, I'm going full Mad Max.
Protesters threw at least one Molotov cocktail.
Protesters set fire to a construction worker's truck.
Activists calling themselves forest defenders have been occupying the woods around the Cop City building site for over a year. So, against my better judgment, I headed to one of their encampments. Yeah, barricades, burnt out truck, and a pretty normal place.
Okay.
I met with Sabo and Greengrass, two forest defenders who were going to give me a tour of the... Wait, who the hell is this?
I think that's the police rolling up.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to obstruct their project.
Greengrass just took off. Greengrass don't f*** with the police. I understand. It's a black thing.
Yeah, let's go this way.
I'd rather take my chance with the Georgia Ewoks than the cops. So I followed Greengrass and Sabo into the woods.
So I just got here and the police just ran us into the forest. Is that normal?
Yes.
Yeah.
They come Monday through Friday. Just to terrorize us like police do.
Some of the forest defenders have a $25,000 bounty on their head, so they mask up to disguise their identity. And some are even taking a cue from old school T-Pain.
This is a plantation historically, and an ex-prison farm.
I gotta be honest. I wish I had an auto-tune I could speak in, because you just made prison farm industrial complex sound so melodic.
They led me to the living room, one of their encampments, with kind of an A24 horror film vibe.
Press in the living room!
Yeah, don't just say press. You got to say Roy Wood Jr. You know him from Def Comedy Jam.
HBO.
And he's one of the best
Def Comedy Jam
comedians to do it.
Oh, we'll no,
do it later.
No. This living room is used as our community function.
Hey, bingo. Y'all got bingo night?
Yeah.
Where's the Molotov cocktail station? Where's the gun training station?
The majority of us just want to live in peace with each other.
We work here on ourselves, and we do yoga, and we meditate, get massages here.
Wait, y'all get massages? You do yoga, meditate, stretch, and deal with your inner, like therapy?
Yeah.
Has that had any type of effect on stopping Cop City from coming?
Yeah, their construction only gotten like 2 days in the past year, and one of the primary construction firms dropped out.
According to leaked documents, the Cop City building plan is months behind schedule. This crunchy granola shit seems to be working, but forest defenders say law enforcement has stepped up raids on their camps, so they've built barricades and they avoid police by living in tree houses, like some sort of Antifa Swiss Family Robinson.
Okay, so that's about 50 feet in the air.
Yeah?
Tree sitters may drop things. Mardi Gras bees.
Paper bag full of shit.
He just said that they drop paper bags of shit.
Well, if the cops are in here and you can't come down from the tree.
It's a lot of different ways to protest. Why is your way live in the treehouse 80 feet up and drop shit in a paper bag?
We have to stop Cop City because they're practicing to murder us. They're practicing to bomb us. They're practicing how to come into our homes more effectively while we're asleep.
The alternative is staying here, shitting in a bag sometimes, or lay down and watch the world burn. Anyone up there?
Please don't drop shit on us. This is my only suit.
Since my visit to the Atlanta Forest, police raids and arrests have only been more frequent, culminating in last week's shooting. Police don't usually target protesters like this in America. What if they go after celebrity journalists next? Good thing I got rid of my phone in the woods so the police can't track me.
Aw, shit. How am I supposed to get an Uber out of here?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.